And I'm going to come out of the studio. You can probably tell the microphone's a little bit different. I'm going to go out into our open centre because did you know that we have an award-winning football club in Coventry? They are Cowden Court Football Club, and we're going to go out and meet them. Hiya! Woo! What a lot of people! You all right?
Yeah!
Who loves football? Yeah, we've got loads of kids and parents here. They are Cowden Court Football Club.
Yay!
You might be able to hear them. They're here in the Open Centre. Richard Seedhouse is the Chairman and Football Development Officer for Cowden Court Football. Where are you? There you are. Yeah. You are kicking
Guilty.
Around the ball.
Guilty.
Is he all right?
Yeah,
we're all right. You get the seal of
at
approval
the moment,
at the moment. Just tell me about this club and why the players are so special.
Well, you can see how special they are. Just look at them playing. Guys, go. Carry on with your penalty
you
shootout.
Carry on playing, guys.
I mean, you just have to watch them playing. The fun they're having, the excitement, the joy. I mean, just look at them.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it's all about.
And a number of these kids have disabilities.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of disabilities. The club was formed as a link with CP Sport, which are a national charity organisation dealing specifically with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
We linked in with them and the... nearly took a phone off.
The ball went flying then.
Yeah, so we linked in with them and the County FA to start off in October. We had four kids then. Since then, we've branched out. We've got hearing disabilities. We've got autism. We've got some learning disabilities. We've got some visually impaired guys. Oh, good shot.
Good
and then,
shot,
And then, obviously, what we need now is just more and more players because you've just got to see them
they
enjoying themselves.
They are loving it. They are absolute proof.
My phone.
They are absolute proof, aren't they, that disability is no barrier whatsoever.
No. I mean, look at Max. Max, have a shot. Watch this. Max, go on, have a shot. I mean, he's been coming since the first
Max
day.
Look at that. Max is on crutches
on crutches
there.
At the moment. He actually came to us in a frame. Yeah. So since he's come to us, he's gone from a frame and he's actually gone onto crutches now.
Hello, Max. So. That was a good score. Well done.
Great goal.
You enjoy your football?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about it, playing?
I like scoring goals.
Do you know what? You just scored an absolute cracker of a goal there. And just because, you know, you've got crutches and stuff doesn't stop you having a good time, does it?
No.
No. How often do you play football?
Every weekend.
Every weekend, without fail, depending on the weather, doesn't matter, you'll have a go.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many scores do you reckon you scored last season?
Seven.
Very good. You are fantastic. We'll let you go back and have another more of a kick around. But these guys are award-winning, aren't they? Tell us why.
Oh, yeah. Well, the club itself in 2014, we put forward the fact that we've got disability teams. We've also got girls' teams at every age. We've got an adult ladies' team. There's loads of stuff going on at the club. And we were put forward for an award with the County FA, and they selected us as the best team in the whole of the area, which is the whole of the Birmingham County region, Coventry Rugby.
Wow.
So, but then we got entered into a regional award, which is all the award winners from the counties.
Woo!
So
they nearly took our posters out there.
They've
fantastic.
They took your coffee machine out earlier.
Woo! There goes the ball again.
Yeah. So then there's a regional award which you go into, which is like Shropshire, Staffordshire, Northamptonshire, all those kind of areas. And we won that as well.
Yeah.
So we won the regional award. So we're officially one of the 10 best clubs in the whole of the country.
And isn't it great to say CCFC award winning?
CCFC, one of the 10th best teams in the country.
In the country. I think that deserves a round of applause, actually. Give yourself a... Woo!
It doesn't stop there if you want. We actually...
Woo,
because...
The ball got in Freddie's head. Freddie there in goal just headed one out. Fantastic.
It was great. Because we started with four kids, we've now started to go into a Birmingham... There is actually an ability counts league specifically for these guys.
Yeah.
So what we've got is we've got an under-13s team. Well, we've actually got two under-13s teams now and an under-16s team. So we're taking them over to Birmingham. They play at Aston Villa Academy. And once a month, they get to play against like ability players as part of the Birmingham Ability Counts League.
What I find quite incredible...
Ooh!
That ball went straight
good
past
shot.
Our head.
Yeah.
What I find is their enthusiasm is infectious and not one of them is in any shape or form, they're their disability is not making the slightest difference.
No,
they are
no,
just
no,
going
no,
for
no,
it.
No, they,
where's,
they
where's
go for
Jake?
It.
Hang on, where's Jake? Are you Jake? You all right? Yeah. So what do you play, Jake?
I play football in Cannon Court Football Club.
Yeah, but what position do you play, sweetheart?
I play sometimes goalie, sometimes midfielder.
All right. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since the first day.
All right. And what do you get out of it?
I've got more energetic, I think, and I've got like more able to just like my balance.
Because what's been the problem? What's been the issue?
I fall over a lot. And
you
I
fall
hurt
over
myself,
a lot.
Yeah,
but that doesn't stop you, does it?
No,
not at all. Do you want to go back and kick another one for us? Yeah, go on, off you go. And Emma, you're one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are so... Their enthusiasm is infectious,
isn't
it? It is,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I come home every Sunday after having coached them, and it just makes you feel so good. It's so rewarding seeing how much enjoyment they get from it.
Yeah.
Them all being able to play. There's nothing that stops anyone.
I mean, we've got a little lad there on crutches. We've got another guy, you know, can't see very well. But, oh, there goes the ball. That ball went a bit wild. But they are so enthusiastic and award winners as well.
Yeah.
Are the challenges different in training them, or is it's training a team end of?
No, there are obviously you have your like there's each child has a individual different needs and things that we have to accommodate for or try and change to be able to make it an enjoyment and a good experience for all.
Well, let's talk with some of the parents to see what they think their kids are getting at. Where's Steve, Max's dad? Hiya. He's a great little player, your young
lad.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and clearly disability, no barrier. Look at him go.
No, not at all. He loves it. He plays lots of sports. He does wheelchair basketball and he swims and everything, but he loves football. Basically because he can get around like a lot of the other kids on his crutches. He was on, like Richard said, he was on a walk to start off with, and now he's gone on to his crutches. He's absolutely brilliant. He pulls me out every weekend.
Have you seen a huge improvement in him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got
real
loads
change.
Better. Yeah, real change. He's got loads more energy now as well because he can exercise. Gets him out of his wheelchair and he loves it. Loves
it's
every second of it.
Absolutely fantastic. Do you know what, Rich? Yeah. Can I have a go? Can I have a go against this awesome goalie?
Yeah,
I think I should. Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good. I think we're going to put Jake in as well.
You're BBC.
I am BBC. I am. Oh, look at that ball go. Hiya. You all right? You're going to help me with this because I'm pretty rubbish at football.
Yeah.
All right. Should we just put it down?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to show you what to do, Freddie.
You're going to show me what to do? Go on then.
Where's the kick it?
Right.
Whoa,
fantastic goal. I feel the pressure now.
Brilliant.
I feel the pressure. Okay, you ready?
Freddie,
I'm going to have a go at this one.
Go.
You ready for this?
No,
oh, he's going to take it for me. He's got another goal. I think I'll just let him do it. He's so good at it. Really is. Oh, you're going to admit. They're going to definitely make me. Are we ready?
Go on, Jake. Go on, Freddie.
Oh, and he saved it. He saved it. Fantastic. Richard.
Got him to his right.
I mean, where's Kynan?
Kynan.
Where's Kynan? Are you Kynan? I'm going to come down.
Captain.
I'm going to... Gosh. You all right?
Yeah.
All right. So then, what you got then, that piece of paper there?
You get to go to St. George's Park and lots of tournaments in the RT Camden Court. It is fun, exciting, and it makes me feel happy. Rich is a good football manager because he makes it fun and he is the best coach in the whole wide world.
Oh, that is lovely. That is beautifully written. I'm going to come off my knees. He's just said you are the best football coach in the world.
Yeah.
However, underpinning all of this, the fantastic work you do with these youngsters, you need more players.
Yeah, the problem we have is because it is all different abilities, to give them the best chance of playing football and achieving it and having a challenge, we need them playing against like players. So people like some of the guys you've seen with learning and autism, they're able-bodied, so we need them to be playing with able-bodied players, whereas the guys with cerebral palsy, the guys in frames, they need to be playing with other guys who are in frames or have got, you know, lower body issues.
All right,
so we just need more
players. We'll talk on that in just a moment, Rich, because still with football, I think we've got some breaking news. Rupert, sir, from the newsroom, what do we have?
Yeah, we've got a statement here from the chairman of Arena Coventry Limited saying that ACL are pleased to announce the return of the Sky Blues to the Ricoh Arena. Discussions that have taken place over the last month with Steve Waggett, the development director for CCFC, have been conducted with a great spirit and a real sense of a commitment to secure the return of the club to the city. This is great news for the fans that have been waiting for their club to come back to the Ricoh Arena. So obviously, breaking news, this is hot off the press. Interviews will be taking place today. We'll just have the latest reaction as and when we get it here.
Rupert, that is fantastic news. Guys,
Guys, listen to this.
All into football. We've just had breaking news that ACL are pleased to announce the return of the Sky Blues to the Ricoh Arena.
Yes! We're coming home!
Is that? We're coming home. You're excited about that.
Too right. I can get a season ticket again.
Yeah. Is that good news, guys?
Fantastic.
So
we'll have some free tickets if they've got some as well. I've got a whole team here.
Right, we were talking just before that breaking news about getting players to join the club. So different abilities, different strokes for different folks. Really,
yeah. We just need more and more. The schools and everything are doing loads of great work on inclusion and getting people together and putting you know, people with difficulties in mainstream schools and things like that. But the issue that I have with that is I can't get to the players easily. You know what I mean? I need everybody to know about it so I can get to all these different players. A lot of these are in mainstream schools. So I just want everyone to know, look, there's a football club here. We'll take disabilities, we'll take people with hard of hearing, we'll take people visually impaired, you know, people with cerebral palsy. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm not politically correct, you'll have to forgive me. But, you know, if your legs don't work properly, don't worry, you can play football. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. It's not holding you back. I mean,
How can people get in touch then, Rich? What's the number to call?
You can call me. My number is 07831 377451. You can email us. It's FDO, which is Football Development Officer, F for Freddie, D Dorothy, O for Oscar, at CowdenCourtFC.co.uk.
Well, look, we wish you every success with it. Fantastic news. Go on, one more thing you want to say.
No, this is. The kids don't know about this. This is really. Kids, can everyone come in? We've got our own special news as well that goes almost as good as. No, better than the Coventry one. Right, ready. I had last night an email from the Football Association, who run England. You know where we've been to St George's Park and all the rest of it? They want to come down to Camden Court and they want to film you all playing football as part of a Football Association awareness video.
That's fantastic news.
Yes. So if anyone wants to get involved, if they come down on August the 31st, they can all be in the film as well.
Guys, that is brilliant. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're fantastic. Rich, thanks very much indeed. Inspirational. You are inspirational.
They are, aren't they?
They're great to see you. Awesome. And thank you all very much indeed. Fantastic football. Guys, thanks very much indeed. We'll see you soon.